Lately, I've really been focused on spicing up my sex life. I want it spicy. And Dame Products has helped me do just that. And that's why we want to thank Dame Products for being a sponsor of the show. They've been a great partner, and we love their products. Please check them out and get 10% off when you use code COCKTAILS. And now, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, yeah, check one, two, check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Thanksgiving Bay. The ingredients you need are a bottle of cranberry juice, a bottle of squirt. I can give you some of that. No, I can't. I don't know how to squirt. Two cans of pineapple juice, one bottle of tequila silver. What you're going to do is, in a large punch bowl, add the cranberry juice, the pineapple juice, the tequila, and that squirt. Stir to combine. Add large ice cubes to chill. Garnish with fresh cranberries and lime slices. Such a great holiday drink. Thanksgiving Bay.
Because you put cranberry juice in it?
Yeah, like put it in a punch bowl.
Yeah, I love it. Do y'all do that?
Not my family don't drink, but like we'll make
no side of the family drinks.
No, like nobody. Well, I'm talking about like immediate, like in my house, like Thanksgiving. Okay. It'll just be us and like the additions. My brother might have a beer. I'll drink, so we'll normally just get a bottle of wine because I'm not trying to act crazy in front of my family. And they're okay. Like, "What's going on, Dina? Is she okay?" No, oh, I'm okay. It's just alcohol, mom and dad. My parents think if you're drinking liquor, that something must be wrong. And I mean, I guess I could see that.
That's crazy. Okay, welcome back to Cocktails Dirty Discussions, you guys. Happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. If you guys are listening to the show on Thanksgiving, wow, you're a rider.
And make sure you got your headphones in so you
don't scare the
kids,
family.
Your mama. They're going to be like, this is why you ain't got nobody, because you're listening to these girls.
I beg to differ. This is why you got somebody, because you listen to these
girls. Maybe. But that's not what the mama going to say if they hear the trash that comes out of our mouth. We'll be good today, kind of.
On this fine day, we want to give thanks to family, friends, patrons.
Whoever's cooking the good stuff.
Ooh.
You know, that's a lot of work. And make sure you thank whoever has been slaving. And if you didn't cook anything, that's okay. You need to be on cleanup crew.
Cleanup crew, don't you dare just get full and go watch the movie.
Or watch the game, or leave, or go outside with your cousins. Like, don't do that.
Also, if you've been invited to someone's family or friend's home for Thanksgiving, make sure you bring something. Even if they say, don't worry about it. Bring a bottle of that sparkling apple juice if they don't drink, or a bottle of wine, or bring something. Don't come in empty-handed.
I thought you just about to say bring a bottle of sparkling apple juice, but then you said if they don't drink. Because I was going to say, now, girl.
But I love that sparkling grape and apple juice on Thanksgiving. Martell's, I think it is. And then there's a grape one. I love it.
You don't like it? Hell no. You know I don't like juice.
I fucking love apple juice.
I need my grape juice to be fermented into wine, okay?
What are some of your favorite staple sides?
I gotta have my collard greens, and I've gotta have my candy yams, and I gotta have mac and cheese, and this is not a side, it's a dessert, but sweet potato pie.
Oh, I love a sweet potato. Are you making the sweet potato pie? Like, are you the one who makes all of the things, or
yeah,
a few?
So, like, this Thanksgiving, y'all, I don't know where I am when y'all hear this. Check my Instagram story. I don't know. So, if I go back to Dallas, I'll be cooking. If I don't, then I'll probably just go to a restaurant. But my sister has asked me to please cook.
Please cook.
If I come, I'll cook.
Okay.
But she was like, please come and cook, because, like, who's going to do it?
Wow.
Yeah. My mom was offended. Well, you know, she was in the car with us.
Wow. They're like, your mom is like, I can cook.
And she's like, I love you, mommy, but you're good at a lot of things. Just
that's not
this ain't it. Yeah. Well, she can make desserts. She makes some really good desserts.
Both of my parents can cook very well. My dad will be on the potato salad. He's going to teach me and my sister how to make it.
Oh, I like potato salad too.
I love potato salad. I can go without it. Like, if we're picking our favorite and we can only pick three, I'm definitely going with the collard greens. No pork, though. Ain't mine. I need a turkey
leg. I like
leg.
Smoked turkey.
Yeah. And then the mac and cheese. Oh, mac and cheese. If somebody makes or brings the mac and cheese and it's nasty, you really want to punch them in their goddamn throat. Like, why?
I will never forget. I won't repeat it, but if y'all were listening a couple years ago, I had an experience with some mac and cheese, and people heard it, and they were upset, but I said what I said. It wasn't done. It wasn't done. That was the problem. It wasn't done because they was late.
Yeah. It's,
don't be late either. If you know you're bringing a key dish.
And everyone's
waiting
on it. You
really need to be there the night before or that morning so that you can just prepare it there. You don't need to travel with it if you can avoid it, unless the kitchen is full.
Yeah. And I just want to say, I do know how to make mac and cheese. And that one night during coronavirus when we were there, and I mean, we had like a bring. I was drunk and high.
Let
and
me
so,
tell y'all, I kept saying to Medina, because in your defense, I was roasting wings in the oven. I was like, the oven's on 400.
There was a lot of things going on.
You like, left to get some edibles?
I was drinking. And it was just like, I didn't get to pay attention to
Did nobody eat that macaroni?
No one ate it. I was making little bowls for myself. It was really embarrassing.
Was
but I need to make a comeback because I do know how to make mac and cheese.
Okay.
But so, okay. I also love dressing. My mom makes the best dressing, and she incorporates like clams in it, and it tastes like little
meats.
Is
it a seafood dressing?
No, not a seafood. She just does that for the seasoning. It is so good. And then there's this Mecca says it's called boudin, but it's from Louisiana.
Boudin.
It's boudin. That's what I said. She was like, it's boudin, and the oldest
no,
always think they're right. So there's this boudin sourdough dressing mix. And when I tell you, they don't sell it everywhere. It is phenomenal. It is phenomenal.
I've never had that.
It's really
I have
amazing.
Had what is it? Rice dressing, which I like, which is basically like boudin without the casing. Now that is some good stuff. My aunt made it 1 year. My aunt roasts a duck, and it is so good. So when we hosted Thanksgiving together a couple years ago, now that was an excellent Thanksgiving. We did it up. We had racks of lamb.
Was that when it was at your place?
Well, we did a brunch at my place and a proper dinner, not a 2 p.m. dinner.
Proper dinner.
At
your best.
At her
your
house.
Shillings.
Yeah. She had like done the tablescape. It was so pretty and cute.
My sister just got highlighted in some magazine in Oklahoma City for a tablescaping that she did. She does it just for fun, but she's really good at it.
Yeah, some people really just have that touch. I don't. I can make sure the food is right. But all that decorating stuff, that's just never really been my lane. I appreciate it, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah, I'm not good at a lot of like the lady things. I'm not good at decorating a home, a room.
Your apartment is really cute, though. I think you decorated
it. Thank you. Because I'm always like...
You didn't do it.
I did it, but I'm always comparing it to how my sister and my mom are. Oh. They're like little baby Martha Stewarts.
Well, they also have a family and other things, like, you know, and they're older, so they've had more time to collect. I think it's cute.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope y'all sides are good, side pieces, side dishes. I want to say thank you to all of the patrons. We appreciate you guys. If you guys have ever wanted to support us in a financial way, you can join the Patreon community by going to patreon.com/cocktails and, you know, just donating or being one of the tiers. So thank you for y'all. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We did a couple red light specials. I found the audio.
I think I got it.
Well, I sent you the one for the first video that you have, but the other one that I was like, I think it deleted. Girl, I was up for a long time looking for that. I was like, I am not going to not find
it. What happened?
I don't know. I kind of think when that girl tripped over the thing, it might have tripped something up. I don't know. But it was just like the program crashed. Mm-hmm. And so then when I reopened it, it was in the middle of saving everything. So it didn't save that middle part. But I love Adobe products because they autosave. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the other ones do because I don't use them. But if you are editing stuff, please remember to set your autosave up because shit be happening all the time. And I really hate when it deletes. It's just like, oh.
It's annoying. I recorded a reel on Instagram and it was so cute. It was long and it was like a music and everything. I had everything like outfits. It deleted.
Damn.
I went to go post it and I'm still learning the reel thing on Instagram. Thought that it would, I clicked save and it said it was going to say, the whole thing deleted. Pay attention.
That shit is frustrating. When you think you got your shit together, your post together, your whatever, and it's just gone. It's like the betrayal.
And it takes a minute because you want to grab your shit and throw it. And you're like, I can't do that.
Because that's going to be a bigger
problem.
I'm going to
be even more mad.
Yeah.
You know what else is annoying?
What?
When you want to go on a trip and you like put it in your group chat and then it comes down to the dates and no one wants to go no more. And you'd be like, why did y'all bitches act like y'all wanted to go? I say that to say, if you have that issue, I want you guys to come to Paradise and Vibe with me next year. They have switched the location from Bali because Bali has all of these rules that and guidelines that wouldn't make sense for a group trip. But they switched it to Morocco. So we are going to Morocco. I'm excited about what type of outfits and head wraps. I'm going to try to be very festive for this one.
You should go look on Be Fine. They have all the caftans and stuff, and they are so beautiful. It's a black-owned company. They are pricey, but your trip not till next year.
It's not
till
next year. And, you know, they probably got Afterpay. I love Afterpay.
Maybe.
So they're smart. But you guys, Paradise and Vibe is an international wellness retreat open to everybody. It's co-ed, men and women. Beginners, if you just started yoga, if you've never tried yoga, if you are a super yogi, we want you to come. It's a great experience. Wellness, a vibe, fun. We go out. It's an amazingly fun trip. I have met some really great friends from going on the Paradise and Vibe trips. And on the next one, I'll be hosting the welcome dinner and the closing dinner and a couple other different workshops. So if you guys can come, go to paradiseandvibe.com, check it out. They have different payment plans. It's not until May. So I'm excited to see which listeners come this time. So paradiseandvibe.com, join the community.
Who is Zoba?
Hey, Zoba. Say hey to Zoba.
Zoba
is a girl from Nigeria. She joined me on my live this past weekend, and she loves
my
cocktails. She lives in Toronto. Asked her if she runs into Drake, because she please, you know, give him my Instagram and tell him how much I love him. She was like, Medina, give it up. And I said, no, Zoba, I'm not giving it up. But she shared some cocktails with me live. I shared some cocktails with her live. She was so fucking dope. Shout out to Zoba. Thank you so much for the support. We appreciate it. Another thing that is interesting is the gifts that people decide to give you. I think
for Thanksgiving?
Not for unless you do.
I wish I was getting Thanksgiving gifts. Bitch, what?
This is just we got sponsors and we got.
Oh.
I was just gonna talk about Paint Your Life.
Oh yeah, because lots of people are having Black Friday sales, and even if they're not, it's time to start Christmas shopping.
It's time. Don't start late.
Shipping. Your money,
the lines,
yeah,
robberies.
But Paint Your Life is online.
Paint Your Life is online. You can pick from thousands of different talented artists. Mm-hmm. They actually even have a video on paintyourlife.com where you can see how they do the whole process. You can watch the artist like creating the pictures that the client sends in. You can send any type of picture. It could be a picture of you alone. It could be a picture of you and five people from different photos, and they will create what you want. Paint Your Life.
Yeah, I love it. That's our photo right there. It's beautiful. They have different framing options. They have different, like, this is on canvas, but you could get all sorts of different types of paintings. They just have so many options, and it's a really unique gift, and it's something that people will actually, like, keep, and you can't re-gift that shit.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, you can send it back.
And you really just, you can keep making changes throughout the whole creative process. Like, they send you a proof online, and it's like, like, I had to tell them a couple times, fix my eyebrows and make me darker.
They ain't make her darker, but your eyebrows look
bomb. They did make
bomb.
Me darker from
oh,
the original
did.
Picture.
She looked like you passing. I said, who that woman?
That picture is from January. You know how it gets in the wintertime. You know how it gets. But that's all right, because I've been doubling up on my products. I'm not even worried about it this year. Can you tell?
You better get it, girl. Look at you over there being light-skinned. Don't you
whatever. Anyway, if you guys text TAELS, that's T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000, you will get a discount on your purchase, and they'll text you a little link, and you can go ahead and get started on the process.
Speaking of Black Friday sales, Black Taste. Y'all haven't heard us talk about Taste in a minute. They actually had their Instagram. Something happened. They were not active, and they had to start a whole new Instagram. So stop what you're doing. Go to Taste Vita Inc. That's their new Instagram page, at Taste Vita Inc. Make sure you guys follow. Check out the Black Friday deals that they have going on.
They're
going
to have some all weekend long. Just make sure you're paying attention to the times, and the times will all be in Pacific time because they're based out of LA. And then also check out their website. The link is in their bio. Check out their website. Subscribe to their newsletter so that you don't miss any of the releases or any of the sales, because they actually have merch now, toys. They have a lot of new products. It's not just the vitamins, but you need to go ahead and stock up on those.
Stock up on your vitamins. I done stocked up on my vitamins because these niggas don't be tasting too right. But you gotta give it to them. Also, if you are taking advantage of the Black Friday deals with Taste, make sure you use code SWEET, SWEET, for the Black Friday code.
That's for today.
For today.
It's from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast with us, that's 6 to 9. So don't fall asleep too early. You'll miss a sale. But there will be another tomorrow and Monday, I think.
Yeah. One thing I just want to say this about Taste. I love that it is Black-owned, female-owned. Mm-hmm. And congrats to Brittany because she is having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's super dope. The first thing when I saw that, I just thought about Beyonce when she's like, boy, you know, you love it how we're smart enough to make these millions, strong enough to bear these children, then get back to goddamn business. That bitch is pregnant and still working. Right? Mm-hmm. I was like, so make sure y'all support. Use the codes. Get these deals and... Taste right.
Yes. Okay. So on that note, I guess we can go ahead and move on to weird sex.
Oh, shit.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury.
Like dessert.
Yeah.
A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
You had to take a drink.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, we drinking bourbon.
I know, and it's burning my chest. I told y'all I wasn't supposed to drink. I already fucked up yesterday, but then I thought about it. When you get on the plane and the drinks are free.
It doesn't count, and you're in the air.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to drink today anyway, so I may as well get it out of my system today. Take tomorrow off. I will be drinking at the birthday party. You was talking about your family don't be drinking at the events. This is Giselle's birthday party. She's turning 12, but the grown folks going to have a little drinky drink, okay?
I know, that's right.
Because it's too much noise, and I got to calm my nerves. Anyway, a 23-year-old Fresno State University student, this is in Fresno, California, my uncle actually went there, has admitted to engaging in a sex act with a sheep.
Like a... Jesus.
After being caught in his California campus barn with a ewe. Now, first of all, obviously Fresno is country as fuck. Because how many schools got barns? But okay, the young man who was studying computer engineering told authorities that he had had sex with the animal because he was stressed about exams. According to ABC7, the student was caught in the act when another college goer heard noise coming from the agricultural department's barn in the early hours of Tuesday morning. The man, who has not been named, is facing charges of sexual assault of an animal. How embarrassing is that? Anyway, upon arrest, he informed Fresno State Police that he consumed a vast amount of alcohol and was feeling stressed about upcoming exams.
Sir.
What the fuck?
You deserve to be under the jail. One thing about me is, and y'all know this, I love animals. I don't play that shit. That is animal abuse. Who knows what he was doing to that sheep? Was he fucking the sheep?
Yeah, he was fucking the sheep.
The sheep was probably like, not only am I here and they rip off our fur and make coats, they chop off our little chops and make food and curry. Now I'm getting done in my ass. In my butthole. He's probably like, God, what?
I don't really think they think that much, but.
You don't? I think they'd be thinking.
A sheep?
Yeah, a little sheep.
Mm-mm. I don't think they think that much. But, you know, who knows? It doesn't matter. Don't need to violate people. Anyway, that's it for weird sex. No me out here fucking animals.
Hmm. Well, today we have a few different, you know, topics for you guys. The first one that we would like to discuss is maintaining a friendship with an ex.
Fuck those niggas.
You really? You're not friends with no exes?
Like, not a friend, not like you are, but like some guys who I really have nothing bad to say about. We're cool. Mm-hmm. Friends, no.
You wouldn't give them like a birthday post?
Hell no. I might say happy birthday when I see them make a birthday post, mm-hmm. but like, or comment on their story. Mm-hmm. Something like that, but I'm not making a shout out post.
I feel you. My relationship with only one ex is very, it is different. A lot of people are like, and people will send me DMs like, how do you guys maintain this relationship? And I don't have like this how to guide. It is just, that's the vibe that we're on. It's almost like we were dating so long. He took up all my goddamn 20s. And we were such great friends that there was a moment of, like, we didn't talk. But then it was like, why would we, like, end the great friendship? I think that
I guess that's what matters is when you look back after the breakup, was the relationship truly good? Mm-hmm. Or not the relationship, but the friendship portion of the relationship. Did this person actually respect me? Maybe we weren't meant to be together in a romantic way, but we can be friends. Now, if that's the case, sure. Mm-hmm. But that don't be happening
for me. And I've never really, like, reached a point of where I have to, like, set certain boundaries. First of all, I only think you can maintain a friendship if you truly don't want to be with the person. Now, I can't speak for the other party, but I know I truly don't want to be with my ex anymore. I think he's a dope person. He still talks to my family. Him and my brother are working on a film together. Like, it's just, to me, I understand the weirdness of it. But I think if y'all are truly friends and there's no weird hanging out, we don't hang out. If I had a boyfriend, I would have still made that birthday post. I don't see a problem with it because, like I said, there's nothing romantically there for me. And
so what did the birth... I remember you posting, but what did the post say?
It said, I love you always.
Oh, okay.
Happy birthday. Wishing you the best. And the reason why, like, I'm even bringing this up is because my friend Chi-Chi was like, when I got stood up on Thanksgiving, on Halloween, she was like, do you think that he was feeling some type of way about your birthday post about your ex? And I was like, I don't even think he knew that was my ex, first of all. So it was just me, to him, posting a guy. Mm-hmm. And the post was really quick, but I guess I could see where that would raise a, like, maybe someone would have an issue with that, but I think it's worth a conversation.
It's the I love you always.
Yeah?
That's the part.
What's wrong with that for you?
Because I know that you mean what you say when you say that you really don't want to be with him. I get where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. But from a guy's perspective, he might not really believe that. Especially, well, if he didn't know who your boyfriend was, but let's just say another person who knew that that's your ex-boyfriend, knew how long you guys were together, knew that you lived together, knew, like, a lot of the things that...
Fucking.
Well, not that part, but the rest of it. But it's like, she still loves her ex, just at the base level. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a different type of love, but I think that I love you always is like, this man is not going anywhere. And a lot of men just probably would not feel comfortable with that. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just think that that's a little part. Maybe just, like, leave that out. Yeah. That's something for a text message or a phone call. But, like, Instagram posts, no. And then sometimes I've just noticed, like, okay, for example, with the whole Will Smith and Jada thing, how many guys have listened to what Jada has said and talked about how Will is so embarrassed and all of this stuff. But it's like, that's their relationship. How do you know he feel embarrassed? Men just seem to be so, like, scared of embarrassment. They don't care about how they embarrass themselves. They just don't want you to embarrass them. So any little thing that gives them an inkling that you might go out here and embarrass them, they just be like, oh, hell no.
See, and
it's the pride and the ego.
And I think that's such an unhealthy way to be. Like, and I think it does take work to not be like that, because we all have a little ego that we sometimes need to be like, why do I feel this way? If you were dating someone and they were close with their ex and it was the type of relationship where, like, they might not be hanging out and going to dinner, because Carlos and I are not doing that. He's not coming to Thanksgiving dinner. We just keep in contact. Because honestly, what it comes down to is you feel threatened.
Yeah.
Would you feel threatened? Would you be like, no, you can't talk to her?
Well, I wouldn't say you couldn't talk to her, but it's like, okay, if I'm dating a guy and things are getting serious between us, we've been dating for a while, I'm not a person who needs you to post me, right? Mm-hmm. Or even really wants you to post me. Like, we don't have to do that. Because if things don't work out, I won't have to go through and delete shit and answer people's questions. Like, mind your goddamn business. But if you are posting me, but then you post this bitch and talk about, I love you always, happy birthday, I hope that, like, excuse me, what the fuck, are y'all back together? You forget to let me know something, like, what's going on? I would feel threatened, and I would just be like, it's just a lot for Instagram, because it's like, okay, you have a friendship with this person, why do you have to put it on the internet? Why you couldn't just tell her? Mm-hmm. And, like, have I met her? Like,
what if you haven't met her?
If I haven't met her, I would want to know more, like, what is the relationship? Because sometimes people do go back and get with their exes. Sometimes they are waiting for that person to come back around. And it's like, are you waiting or is she waiting or what's going on? Because I just don't want to get blindsided. So would I, like, ghost somebody over that? Absolutely not. But it would be something that I asked about, like, what's going on? Especially if we've been talking for a while and you don't even mention her. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden I see this on Instagram. It's just like, well, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Is this even your ex-girlfriend?
Or is she? Because, are y'all still together?
Okay, because the way my life be working, I'm going to need to know.
So I just sometimes think it's such a touchy subject because, like I said, I'm still friends with my ex. And mm-hmm. There was a guy that I was dating and he has an ex-wife. And they have a child together. And he would post, he was like, I think it's really important that my son sees like me and his mom together. So they're going to dinner. They're
How old is the child? 2?
5. And so sometimes I'm like, it's really interesting how it's okay for you to go on. And you have a child with this person. You never know what that situation might bring, even though y'all are divorced. I just think people need to communicate, have the conversation, and like, there's a way to move around. There's boundaries and there's respect for each other. And like, the trust should be there because I wouldn't be like, don't post your wife and you and your son together. That's a rude request. But it still could make someone feel like, why you need to put that on Instagram? Why can't y'all just be together?
Well, not even that, but like, why is it so important for you to portray this family life to your child when that's not what it is? Do you want them to think that you're together? Because there's more than one way to have a family. You can respect each other. You can love each other without it being romantic. Because how you think that baby gonna feel when one of y'all moves on? Mm-hmm. That might be a shock. That's just something to consider. But I ain't got no kids. Thank God.
I don't got no kids either.
And neither do my men.
But lately, the men that have been approaching me do have kids.
Really? I haven't gotten a man with a kid in a while.
It's like we've switched lives.
Because I used to have the men. They had lots of kids.
I am just like,
maybe not lots, but they was having them.
I don't know if I can handle the kid thing. And it's just like the more I have like been around it and seen, so it's just like it's a lot dealing with somebody's baby, and then I feel like I scare people off because I'm so strict on I don't want to meet your kid, not because I don't like kids, but I really don't want to meet your child yet.
I'll meet the kids and they gonna love me. Mm-hmm. And then they're gonna be asking about you, they're gonna be asking about me when you break my heart, and they're gonna be looking at you sideways because they gonna miss me and my sweet potato pies. Okay, and I get the kids gifts. I'm ready to be a stepmom. I would prefer not to be, thank God. Nobody on the roster has children, but I wouldn't mind. It would be a lot easier, a lot less pressure on me to push a baby out of my cooter,
even though you do want one. Mm-hmm. And you can always have a C-section.
I don't want that neither. I don't want to be pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant or give birth. And the C-section recovery, I heard, is so much
worse.
It's
like real ass surgery.
If I can't get a tummy tuck at the same time, like if my plastic surgeon can't do it, I don't want it. So I don't need to be passing no baby through here.
I feel you.
Need a surrogate.
I can't wait to pass
baby. But you know, I might change my mind. I might slip, fall, bump my head, fall in love, and change my mind.
Oh my goodness.
You never know. Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened. Like a friend trying to date your ex. I think we've all have crossed these bridges before, and it never feels good. But I will say, the older I get,
it's made my chest hurt. Let me go ahead and couple it with the bourbon because I'm thinking of a very specific situation that still boils my blood. Because the audacity.
The audacity and, is very...
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, this also just recently happened to me. Y'all know we like to keep it good and real on here, and we unfortunately share our whole lives on here. An ex reached out to me after we recorded one day, and he mm-hmm. sent me a text, and he was like, hey, being really weird, can you talk? And I was like, yeah, like, why don't you just call?
And he said he was being really weird?
No, he was being weird the way he was texting. And
oh,
I was just
you're
like,
saying that. I was like, he said, I'm being really weird.
No, that would have been even more weird. I'm like, nigga, did you kill somebody? Don't call me. I don't want to know. I'm telling the police.
Period.
So he calls me, and he's like, hey, what's up? And I was like, you literally just talked to me at the beginning of the day. Like, what do you need?
What is up?
Yeah, he was like, can you talk? I was like, I can talk. What's going on?
I'm talking.
Yeah, I was like, I'm driving, what's up? He's like, well, I have to tell you something and I don't want you to be mad. I always just, even though we all use that phrase, I don't like it. Let's just say it, we're adults. And I was like, I'd already had like a really long day and I was headed to my brother's showcase and I was like, what's up? Like, what happened? And so he's like, well, I know that like we're both really big on loyalty and I wouldn't want you to feel like I'm not being loyal to you.
Loyalty? Like Evelyn Lozada. Loyalty? What?
So I'm bracing myself. Like, my booty hole is clenched. I'm starting to get sweaty under my arms. Like I'm already preparing to be mad, which I'm also trying to work on. Like, why are you mad already? You don't even know what this nigga's about to say. So he was like, well, I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, and I just don't want it to seem like I went behind your back and did anything wrong. And he goes, well, I've been talking to somebody, and she's your friend. And I was like, Kiara, my blood was boiling. I was like, you know when you feel your body getting hot? My heart was racing. And then it was crazy because I feel like this is the most adult thing I've probably done all year. I took a very deep breath and I thought about it within seconds. I really had like a process of elimination.
And you said, boy, fuck you?
I wish I would have said that. But but no, because I was like, I don't want to be with you. I don't like you. I don't want you to think that I like you in any type of romantic way. And this is not going to work out, first of all, which the person that you're talking to is using you. But whatever. So I took a deep breath, calmed down, calmed my heart rate down. And I could tell he thought I was about to start an argument. I said, you know what? Good luck to y'all. Medina last year would have never said that. I'm like, what the fuck? Boy, fuck you. Mm-hmm. How the fuck could you do it? You know how many of your homeboys, friends, family members have tried to holler at me? And I'm just like, no, it's just not. To me, I'm not ever going to say never would I do that because I don't know what the future holds. And if someone really does fall in love or you feel like my ex is someone you need to be with and there's no other fish in the sea, goddamn, then by all means, bitch, do what you need to do. Like, I was like, dude, I have other things to worry about. Real things to worry about than who the fuck you're dating. I did tell him, I was like, I appreciate you calling me. You didn't really ask my permission, but I appreciate you letting me know before I just saw this shit on Instagram. And then, like, I'm like, what the fuck? How long y'all been? Did y'all always? Girl, and I really felt like an adult. I was like, why am I mad?
But let me ask you this. Did you side-eye that girl in your head?
Because I side-eyed both of them in my head because I do.
He knew that y'all were friends or he found out later?
We actually used to work together. Very odd, very odd. But it makes me just look at the people that sometimes do those things, even if it is real love and y'all end up getting married. Cool. Congrats to y'all. Do your thing, especially if I don't want to be with you anymore. But you do look at the person like, why? There's so many people in the world.
A lot of times it just always makes me feel like, were you plotting the whole time? That's always going to be in the back of my head, I think. And I think that's because that is what has happened in my experience. But not to say that it always goes that way, but that's going to be my initial thought. Like, was this somebody you always were attracted to, that you were always interested on both ends, the guy and the girl? Mm-hmm. Because this isn't just some random girl. This is my friend. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
and to be fair, she's not like my bestie. I see you every day, friend. But it is still just like, and he was like, and we had a conversation about it, and she agreed we should talk. That's why I don't like to intermix with, like, that's weird. Like, I would never want to date somebody that a friend of mine was dating, close or not very close, and we're just like, look, like, I know y'all probably have conversations about me. I don't want to talk about y'all. Like, she gonna ask questions. That's just natural. Mm-hmm. If you see us talking on Instagram, you're gonna then go and follow up. And it's just it hits different when you asking about a bitch that you're talking to her leftovers. You look corny, if you want to ask me. Would you feel better if they asked you for permission? If they were like, hey, look, we really are in love. And I know this looks bad. And I'm
still friends with this ex.
You guys are still cool. And you know the girl. I'm trying to think of like an equivalent.
There is no equivalent. Because fuck these niggas. But I'm really trying to put myself into this position. Do I think it would really make a difference?
Let's say you're not happy really. In every aspect of your life. That, I think that's the part that I'm trying to hone in on. It's like,
I mean, I hear you. But it's still like, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Now, we're just not going to be friends anymore, probably. Mm-hmm. Like,
all parties. Like, you and the ex and you and the girl. It's just like, everybody just leave me alone.
Yeah, like, we can be associates. We can be cool. But, like, would I be your friend? Like, y'all aren't coming over to my house mm-hmm. for Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
You're not getting an invite. I'm not inviting you to my wedding. I'm not inviting you to anything else. Mm-hmm. But if I see y'all, it's like, it's not going to be any beef. It's not going to be a big issue, but it does make me a little uneasy. I don't like it, whether mm-hmm. I've moved on and I'm happy or not. And then it's like, if I did move on and I'm happy and we don't even be talking like that, like, we're not even super close, none of us, why the fuck did you call me? And you got this shit in my head. Why didn't y'all just go on about your business? Ghost me, both of you, please. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it for me. I don't want to hear about it. I'll see it on Instagram and be like, shiesty bitches and going about my day. And that's just better for me because I'm an overthinker. I don't need to be thinking, trying to replay every interaction, every time I talk to you about him, to my homegirl, every time I talk to him about my homegirl. Like, Now I have a question for you. Do you ever feel like you have to watch what you say around certain friends, maybe not close friends, but just anybody in like the realm of friends, even an acquaintance, about what the dude you're dating does for you or how he treats you and stuff, because they're kind of the person that's like, let me try and backdoor this situation. Let me try and see what I can get to.
I have learned that lesson the hard way. Like, I can say, like, right now, with my very small group of friends, I don't feel like I have to worry about that with any of them. Mm-hmm. But even still, I still am very careful about what I'm saying is happening with me in my sex life. And if anybody's, like, doing really nice things, because sometimes it might not even be that a bitch wants your nigga. She might just want to start some drama. And so I used to have friends that I can tell, I gotta watch you. You're being a little bit too nice. And when people start asking, like, you've shared some stories and then they're like, oh, what did Bae get you for Christmas? Or what are we, like, if they're like, you're digging a little bit too deep, it's like, why are you
asking me this, bitch?
Yeah, like, why do you?
Are you trying to figure out what you can ask for too? Cause you already been talking to him.
Or like, if we're like, you're like being a little too flirty. And I'm not really the jealous type in that sense. I have some jealousy issues, but it's never like pertaining to like a woman being prettier. You're going to take my man. So normally that's not what I'm on the lookout for, but you can definitely tell the traits of a woman that might steal your nigga. Even if y'all not friends, if it's just like you around another group of girls and you're like, oh, this bitch might be a little, she might get him. You feel me? Like, like she might go on my back and actually succeed. Cause like you said, fuck these niggas. Mm-hmm. They be down with it. Yeah. What about you? Can you tell the signs?
Not always, but I have noticed in recent conversations with some friends, like little things that they'll say, not about me mm-hmm. or who I'm talking to. They keep it cute with me, but they'll share stories about other people. And it's just like,
would you do that to me?
I'm interested in how you really think people should operate. Mm-hmm. How should you carry yourself? Like, what are your boundaries when it comes to that? Do you have any?
When it comes to dealing with your friends?
Yeah, like, how friendly are you getting?
Mm-hmm. And you don't need to hug my man. You can, like, I just
a church hug, but really, no. You can say hi and sit your ass down if you got invited.
Mm-hmm. Look at the ground. I'm just playing. You can look at him. But it really is crazy.
And he don't need to be hugging you either.
Yeah.
Why are you being so damn friendly?
And he don't need to be asking about you. Like, I dare my man to be like, so how such and such doing? Why? Huh? You been talking to her? Are you okay with if you had a boyfriend with your boyfriend following your friends on Instagram?
Which friends?
The ones that be showing booty pics.
They got so many fucking followers. Like, I mean, it's whatever. But don't be under there with no hard eyes. I mean, following is following. Whether they follow the girl, they can go to their page. Instagram doesn't really bother me that much. Don't be on there embarrassing me. Don't be sliding in their DMs. Don't be on there with the hard eyes, the fire emojis. Don't reply to the stories. Because guess what? Those friends are going to screenshot that shit and send it right on over to me. Okay? Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be embarrassed. I hate when niggas put themselves.
That's not the friends you got to watch. It's people that you might not even know I'm friends with.
And then they be ugly, too. You got to watch them.
Well, no, they're not ugly. And that's the other thing. They're not ugly. They just sneaky little devils. That's why I don't kick it with them.
Sometimes the little sneaky ones be fun.
I go with them with their niggas. Mm-hmm. I'll be a part of your life. You don't really get to be too much a part of my life. And I can't even be around you too much because I can just be clingy. Like, if I meet a new friend and I like you, I'm going to hang out all the time. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. I can't do that. Call me when it's a function.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a little sneaky friend. And she was one of my really good friends. And I actually miss her. Mm. But
I had one I used to miss, but not anymore.
What makes a man off limits to friends? Because then there's another side of this where there are some girls where they claim every nigga. And it's like, that wasn't your boyfriend, bro. Or like, let's say that you.
What makes one of my men off limits to my friends? If I told you about my wedding plans with him.
But what if you weren't actually dating him and you did like just make, we've done that before too, like, oh my God, he's so fine. Like, I'm gonna, and but
like David Oliver in college, that man was fine.
Yeah, that's so not like, really, something like that.
Okay, he that's really, not off limits.
That's that but would you be mad? Me.
No, I mean, I would be like, it's like a, like how I have my celebrity crush. It would be like, I'm mad, but not for real. Like, I would be happy for them.
The crazy thing is, though, like, if how I love Drake, if one of my friends started dating him, I would be mad. And you do need to watch me around him. And that's just, I mean, I don't know what to tell y'all.
You like, don't know that man, yeah. Medina.
But I do know that one day I will come face to face, eye to eye, shoulder to shoulder.
And what you think gonna happen? What if he's just like, excuse me,
he's
security.
Not, he's not gonna do that. Like, do you believe in manifesting? Manifestation? It's like we all believe in manifesting what we want in our lives.
I have been manifesting a fucking Bentley for 13 years. It ain't here. Sometimes that shit don't work.
It's
if it's not
here,
in the stars
it just hasn't
you,
made it to you yet. And that's how
well,
I look at
it. Well, if it ain't
at
made it to me, I don't want the ones that's here. I'm gonna need a new one. They roll out new ones every day.
All I'm saying is if any of my friends started dating Drake and they're talking about
this
something,
is delusional.
I really love him. I would be like, well, bitch, so do I. So what are we doing?
You don't know him.
I do love him, though.
Okay. Well, anyway.
So we're very if, clear on it.
I makes, mean, like, if it's somebody who I have had sex with and planned the wedding with.
What if it's someone you had sex with once and you and it was a one-night stand and then he ended up, like, one of your friends met him and it was, it, like, transpired like that. And then you're like, I fucked him. Would you?
Oh, I said it later. They didn't know already?
Yeah, they didn't know.
I should have spoke up.
Okay.
It is what it is. It was a one-night thing with me. I don't even know if, I don't know if I would say something. Mm-hmm. Because especially if she really liked him and it's like, I would never go back. Like, y'all are really dating. I just was loose and fucked him. So, you know, like, let me just shut up. And he might not even remember. Or what if it's vague to me too? I don't know. Mm-hmm. That situation, no, not a one night stand. But if it's somebody where I left some things at their house, if I was over there all the time, if I introduced you to a man I'm dating, don't you ever.
So, like, the Porsche thing.
That shit is not cool. Now, I get it.
Because he...
rich as fuck.
He's, like, billionaire status,
no,
right?
No, not billionaire.
Million.
But millions. Yeah, but I get the money aspect, but it's like, goddamn, would you do anything for a dollar? And I can't trust somebody like that mm-hmm. to where you would really, like... I don't think that they were ever real friends. I think that was, like, reality TV friend. But still, like...
I wonder if Portia's other friends in her real life are kind of looking at her like, would you do that to me? And now she probably wouldn't since she's hit the jackpot. But it is, it does leave a, even if you are a really good person, it leaves a bitter taste in the person's mouth and other people that just see you deal with somebody that your friend used to deal with. It, if you're going to do it, you better keep it under wraps, bitch, because people are going to, you're being judged.
The wedding photos come out.
Yeah, like.
The real ones, not the fake ones you made on Photoshop.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you feel if you're married and happy and somebody starts dating someone that you did introduce them to and they
I don't like it and we're still friends?
And you're still friends.
Or that's an ex-friend.
No, you're still friends.
I don't like it. Why? How does this happen? I got questions. I just really don't like this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
I don't like it either, but I've been trying to understand why I don't like it. Because it is also like, okay.
Well, this is why I don't like it. Because like I said earlier, I always feel like it's that, it makes me second guess how much I can trust you, my friend, if you would go and do that. If I'm done with the nigga, I don't stay friends with them. So I don't really expect much from him. I would like for him to know, like, you knew that this was my friend. This wasn't like you didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, stay away. But if that's not the case, and she just knew... still, it's like, you didn't find nobody else. And then it's like, what did you think when I talked shit about him? Challenge accepted?
Challenge.
Because, like, what the fuck? I don't know. Like, did you wipe my tears when we broke up? And then you went and sucked his dick? Like, I don't know if I could trust somebody like that.
Y'all just need to be careful on the info that you are sharing.
Yeah. Now, I did have a conversation with one of my girlfriends about that because... there was a situation where I was on the flip side, but I was like, that is not my friend anymore.
Okay, what? See, now hold up. What?
I said all that, but let me tell you something. That's why I said, is it still my friend? Because I also feel like if you're not friends with the person anymore and it wasn't a serious situation and nobody ever even said that they were dating,
mm-hmm.
why should anybody care?
What's the situation though? Like, it was like you were friends with somebody, someone that used to be in a relationship with?
No, she was never in a relationship with this guy. I think she liked him, but she never said that to me. And we're no longer friends. And we both already knew him.
I love when people are telling their side. They're like, I'm just trying
to think of what details I can share without sharing too much. Oh. That's the problem. But it's like, okay, we both knew this guy. Neither one of us were talking to him, just a friend. She liked him. Nothing ever happened from that. We're no longer friends. Years later, he and I are still friends. And we start kicking it, and I like him. And so I fucked him because, you know, I fuck everybody I like. And, yeah, so, like, my friend was like, I think she would be mad. And I was like, really? Why? We're not even friends. And so she was like, I think she would. Like, I know that she said one thing to us, but I think it's another thing. I said, well, should have spoke up. Closed mouths don't get fed. Now, if you would have been honest, that would have been a boundary that I would have set. I don't think that it would be returned. And then I also didn't feel bad because she did the same shit to somebody else, another friend. So, and that was the other friend's boyfriend. And they still friends, so.
I think it's so interesting because I don't know if men get upset about stuff like this. I think they only get upset if it's someone that they, like, were in love with. I think that men, when they're done with the girl, it's like, she's up for grabs.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know. And then, you know, they be lying about their feelings all the time.
They do be lying. They be holding it all
in.
Really,
save face and, like, be all hard and stuff. And it's just like...
You're upset. Just cry. Like, it's all right, nigga. You miss her. Say, like, you don't always got to say it with your chest. Just lay it here on my bosom.
Not your bosom. We don't have enough breasts for a bosom. I feel like you need big titties a bosom.
I can't even call mine breast. I feel like to call your titty a breast, you need
it's got to hang a little bit.
You got little cutlets.
You got little chicken cutlets. Man, I was trying to find some little inserts to put in my dress for the Christmas pictures. I could not find any anywhere. And in college, one of my friends used to go to this website called My Silicone Body. And they had like... My Silicone Body. And he bought these butt pads, right? They were silicone. And they go in these boy shorts, so it just looks like underwear because his ass was flat wanted his ass to be fat. The shit looked good and it felt good.
Really? And they had titties and everything. What do you do when you're taking your clothes off?
He wasn't really taking it, but they're in, it's like a pocket.
Wow.
Like, you know how a push-up bra is? Mm-hmm. It's like that. So it's in the panties and they black and you just take them off in the dark.
And then when he feels there's no meat there, okay.
I mean, I don't know what happened after that.
That is interesting. Funny story that I wanted to tell you was she's a new friend, but she's a friend. She's dating this guy. And one day she even called me on FaceTime with him. I didn't remember him, but he remembered me.
Ooh.
And I saw him on the FaceTime and nothing even registered.
Nothing clicked.
And she has been fucking with him. And a lot of complaints about him though. She's just strictly dickly. And so one day she called me and she was like, hey, he said that y'all know each other. And I was like, what's his name? And she told me his name. And I was like, I looked him up on Instagram and I called her back and I was like, girl, we went on a date. I said, so he told her a whole different story. Niggas be lying. And I just don't get it. He told her we went on a date and it just didn't work. I said, that's not what happened. Like, what happened was I used to work with a guy who wanted to hook us up. And they had been trying to do this hookup for a minute. And I was like, I think I even talked about it on the show last year. I said, don't show me pictures of him because I'm going to find a reason not to meet with the dude. And they're like, okay, cool. He used to play ball. Like, we think you're going to like him. And all the other girls that had seen him were like, he's really cute. I was like, okay, cool. So we decided.
I never trust that shit.
He was cute. He was very cheap. I told this as a cocktail. We went to dinner and remember the lady came and she asked us if we wanted to get another round. And I was about to say yes. And he was like, no, we're good. And like, wouldn't let me order another drink. And I told her, I said, that's what, she was like, this nigga is so cheap. She was like, that's one of the reasons why I won't take him seriously because she makes a lot of money. Mm. And he does too. But she was like, he lives in this old ass apartment. He doesn't like to spend money on things and not like just frivolously, just things that you need to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she said, that sounds more like it. I said, so when that happened, he was still contacting me. And I was just like, I can't even order another drink. I don't think, like, no, this is not going to work. But I still, like, communicated that. But once I looked him up, I wasn't like, I don't know that nigga. I do know that nigga. We sure did go on a date. And that nigga lying. I was like, you're not about to say you just didn't like me. Nigga, you did like me. You wouldn't let me get another drink.
That is so tacky. Disgusting.
If you are cheap like that, do not go out to dinner. You get a bottle of wine and have a picnic, my nigga. You can be cheap in a cute way.
Don't you do that shit to me, I tell you what. I would be pissed. And that's when I would do something that's probably emasculating. Like, you know what? No, we're not good. I'm going to get the check. And you can go. Do you want another drink? Because I really don't like that shit.
And you know what?
Don't do that to me.
I have an issue with embarrassing people, but I'm about to stop doing that.
You
because
embarrass
we, save,
me.
We save men so many times. We when save
gonna,
them.
When are they going to save me?
When are you going to be saving me? You little gremlin. I've decided that I'm not even referring to these niggas as niggas or men no more. They're gremlins. They were placed on this earth to terrorize.
Okay.
Do you remember the movie Gremlins? And there was only one good one. His name was Gizmo. Mm-hmm. There was one out of all
Gizmo,
them little niggas.
A Gizmo doll.
Mm-hmm. I loved Gizmo. But there wasn't a lot of Gizmos. It was one Gizmo. And
they were so gross. They looked like they were covered in snot. Like they had been hanging on a two-year-old's nose all day.
They just were rambunctious little nasty creatures.
With nasty teeth. Never flossed a day in their lives. I wonder what they smelled like. Sewage.
Probably. When I was on my way to the studio today, I was like, why does it smell like Dookie? I was like, let me smell my breath. I was behind a truck that had porta potties on it. And I was like, they don't clean them bitches. It was just Dookie. Oh, and I had my windows down. I was really jamming. I was like, this is not okay. What if it spilled? What if you got in a car accident?
Could you imagine if you got in a car accident with your windows down with a porta potty truck?
I'm telling you right now.
I would just die. Like, I probably have E. coli and salmonella poisoning. Take me to the king.
Did you ever hear about that lady that was walking down the street? And I believe it was in New York. And the dude threw... it's not funny. He threw Dookie, a bucket of Dookie, in the woman's face. And it was actually really sad because she was sick. And he was just a homeless man walking around throwing doo-doo in people's faces. He was mentally ill, and I would have killed his mentally ill ass. I'm sorry. That's Dookie juice.
That is so disgusting. No, I didn't hear about that. That is so awful. I think about that sometimes. I was watching a movie, and kids were spitting on the side of a building. And I'm like, what if I was walking? Or what if, like, you had on a hat, and you just didn't feel it? And you're walking around with somebody's disgusting saliva.
That's rude. I'm so sorry. I will kill you and your child. Don't. Do be doing stuff like that. On that note, we're going to move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we'll have some advice for you guys.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane, and I found the cutest little nook, date, or even if you just want to go by yourself spot. It's called Lucian Books and Wine. That's right. It's a bookstore wine bar in Buckhead. Check it out. Their hours are a little peculiar. Some days they open at 2, other days they open at 5. I think it's the best date ever. Bye.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it's time for the advice. But before we give you some advice, we want you guys to send us emails, but we also want you to know, like, we are not licensed therapists. So if you have a real issue, not something that's a little bit more trivial that we can handle, you need to talk to someone at Talkspace.
You need to go to Talkspace.com/cocktails. Use our promo code. You get $100 off. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a therapist in your pocket. And you know, sometimes people think that their issues aren't big enough to have to get therapy. And it could be something from like your dog died and you're really upset about it and you don't know how, you don't have anybody to talk to about it. Or it could be a breakup that you're having a hard time dealing with. I remember I ended up having to talk to a therapist because I was moving out on my own for the first time and I was so used to living with a boyfriend, and that was a really hard transition for me. So it can just be like transitions in your life.
It could be even as simple as like, I'm having a hard time with my time management. I feel like I'm stressed. Like, it doesn't even have to be an issue with another party. It could just be something that you're struggling with, mm-hmm. or you want to change careers, mm-hmm. or you're having family issues, or you don't know why you feel so sad and sleepy all the time. Like, are you depressed? Are you not managing your stress well? What's going on? And they're going to get to the root of those issues and then give you some tips and really work with you on an ongoing basis to get some resolve and get you to be, like, happier and lighter. It really does make a lot of difference.
And just to even also help you realize that that stress that you might be having is fixable. Take sometimes you just need a non-biased person that can help you navigate through it, because they don't know the all parts of whatever you might be going through, but they are trained, professionally trained and educated to help you with things like stress and anxiety and stuff like that. We highly advise you guys to take advantage of the $100 off
discount
from Talkspace. So go to Talkspace.com, use code COCKTAILS.
Okay, so we have a couple of advice letters. Remember, if you would like to ask us for some advice, send it to askcocktails@gmail.com.
So you read yours first, because mine is actually just like an answer to an advice that we gave.
Okay.
Like, she just wanted to tell us something.
Okay. This one says, "Hey, besties, sorry this is so long in advance, but I really need some advice. I love y'all, by the way, but we knew that because, duh, that's why I'm here." Anyways, so I'm a teacher working within different elementary schools in several districts. The school I've been assigned to for the past month has been a really good match for me, and I truly enjoy the environment along with the staff. The kids are bad as hell, but transitioning from 1 year of at-home learning to school isn't an overnight success or overnight process. But I'm hopeful. Pray for the teachers, though. Now, here's my question. There is a fine-ass piece of man working at the school that I've had my eyes on since the first day I saw him. He's actually the guidance counselor, which I find pretty unique as a man, but also can sympathize with since my background is also in social work. We typically see each other in passing and say good morning very briefly. Or he typically comes into my class to assist with the kids who need some extra love. He seems to be coming a lot more just to check in as of lately. I do feel during these encounters, we secretly check each other out in the most professional and discreet way, which is actually kind of spicy to me. All right. One day, we both happened to be in the teacher's lounge, ironically sitting next to one another, but also because the way the lounge is set up, there would be nowhere else to sit. Nobody happened to be in there for maybe a solid 5 to 7 minutes. Y'all, me and this man literally both sat in silence. I was so fucking choked up and lost for words that I literally didn't even know what to say. Clearly, him either, because what the fuck? Probably the most awkward I felt in the presence of a man, and I'm a hot girl, so I was really confused at why I was being so pussy. He happened to laugh at something on his computer and apologized in case he was being a disturbance, I guess. And I said, "It's okay." Other than that, nothing. Very much nothing.
Very much nothing.
Since then, we still see one another and exchange small, awkward greetings, compliments, but not much as far as conversation. So my question is, I want to get to know this man as an individual, but outside of school. Have an actual conversation. But I don't want to be thirsty. There's no wife or girlfriend. I've done my investigating. Should I just let him come to me or drop the whole thing altogether? Seeing him interact and engage with the children at the job makes him more attractive, and it's hard to not want to know more. What do I do? What if this is my husband? Help.
First of all, I just want to say I love when you meet somebody and they give you this type of giddiness, and y'all don't know, you are awkward around each other, you're like trying not to smile, and you don't know what to say. I haven't felt that in such a long time. It feels good. Like,
it
you just don't even, you just be feeling happy. It's like when you're excited for the first day of school.
I be trying not to smile, but I be sitting there like this,
whole cheeks hurting, and you be like, okay, stop, like my mouth hurts.
I be like, what's funny? Nothing.
I am an advocate now for women shooting their shot, and 9 times out of 10, let's say 8 times out of 10, you're going to land it. You're going to make that shot swish. Like, you would be incredibly amazed. And it's crazy that we haven't been doing this, because we would probably be we probably would have hit that December 31st deadline.
It ain't over till it's over.
It ain't over. And it's not still over. Ain't over. But I say, sis, shoot your shot. Like you said, you a hot girl. You're probably a beautiful girl. And the vibes that you're feeling from each other, you're feeling them for a reason, bro. Now, it might not go exactly how you want it to go, but I think express how you feel, let him know. It's going to be even better if he does like you back, which I think he do, because you set it up. You set the scene.
Okay, this is the thing. I wonder if you have considered this. I know y'all got a sexual harassment policy. Nobody is trying to get Me Too'd at the school and get blackballed
and
lose
their job. And he's a counselor.
Yeah. Like, and then he's a guy. And I feel like in a situation like that, you're a teacher and he's a counselor. I mean, he's not your boss, but it's kind of like tricky. So he probably doesn't want to cross any boundaries. And he's just hoping probably to run into you somewhere outside of work to have a conversation. I think you should just ask, you should just go up to him one day and be like, whew, today was a day. What are you doing after work? Because I am going to go to this place and I just need some company. If you came, and then if he says no, be like, okay, well, if you ever want to grab a drink after work, because maybe he really does have some obligations, mm-hmm. like probably charity work or Bible study or something, because he seems like such a good man, then, you know, you just leave the invitation open. Like, if you ever want to, like, go hang out after work or something, like, away from school, let me know. I'm down. And that's it.
That's perfect.
And then you can throw the ball in his court. It's not too much. It's not too flirty.
It's not inappropriate for work.
Like, he can't be like, she was trying to fuck me in my office, you know, because you got to be careful, too, because you just never know.
You never know. People need a check. Mm-hmm. But I definitely say shoot your shot, because, like, you ended the email with, what if he's my husband? What if he is your husband? And what if he's shy and you just miss out on your husband? Now you're just lonely.
Yeah. You might have him choked up. He might think you're so beautiful. He's just so shy and he's waiting on the moment.
Do it, girl, and tell us how it turns out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one was just a, she said, cocktail answer. Hey, ladies, firstly, I love you guys, and I love what y'all are doing with the show. Thanks for sharing your beautiful selves with us. To cut to the chase, I wanted to address what I heard last week when you all answered the listeners that asked if it was weird that she couldn't orgasm via penetration. For background, I practice medicine in Maryland, so I always hop on the opportunity to help people understand their bodies. I think it would have been better to acknowledge that there are some women who just won't orgasm that way. And it is okay. So that if she keeps trying, she won't get frustrated. If it doesn't happen. Sorry, my contacts are dry. I thought Kiki's advice of incorporating clit play was spot on. That was it. That was all. Thanks for all your time, sis. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
You guys, make sure you send us advice letters. It can be something small or something big, but send them to askcocktails@gmail.com.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a ho. Okay, and now it is time for the cocktails.
Okay, so this first one, it's old and we just got to it. I'm so sorry, sis. My Libra sister. Her subject line was Libra gang. Gang, gang. Hey, ladies. While it's still Libra season, I'm sorry, it's not Libra season no more, but, you know, it's always Libra season. I want to share how my birthday weekend went. So, me and my man have been together for less than a year, and I'm really enjoying him. I even moved in with him. I know, it sounds crazy.
Yeah, girl, duh.
But it was my birthday on the 14th. On the day of my birthday, I opened my gifts, and he got me everything I wanted and more. Even down to a beautiful card with our picture and a sweet message. I love when people get birthday cards. The following day, we drove down to NYC, booked a nice hotel with a great view of Times Square. He put together this beautiful private dinner with a private chef just for the two of us. I was overfilled with joy. It was so beautiful. Later, when we got back to the hotel, I showered and we went straight to business. Prior to my birthday, we bought a whole bunch of new sex toys and games to play. We started with the dice game, and the first one was for him to lick my boobs. We used some of the body drops from Spencer's to spice things up even more. This game was our warm-up game. He ate my pussy so good. And with the drops, he was eating my pussy like it was candy. Oh my gosh. Our next game we played was a book of positions. We closed our eyes and picked any position. The first was a little difficult because I'm short as fuck. LOL. But I made him come less than 5 minutes, girl. The next position, we couldn't do it all because, again, I'm so short. He then handcuffed me and started using my favorite vibrator, fucking the shit out of me and playing with my clit, made me squirt so hard. Then he started fucking me so hard with his dick. He kept going back and forth from fucking with my toy and his dick. It was an amazing experience. He also used a cock ring that vibrates on both ends. I was a waterfall all night long. Everything was amazing. We had to ask the front desk for fresh sheets at 2 a.m., LOL. Anyways, thanks for listening, ladies. Here's a picture of me and him at my dinner. She had sent the picture, but it was a whole bunch of letters, girl. She must have had an Android.
All right. Okay, so this one, the title or subject is Rose 11. This is funny because I know who this is from.
Really?
It's always funny when I know who the story is from.
And that's crazy because I placed it for you. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I thought I read it already, but she had asked me yesterday. Okay. So, says, hey, girls, hey. I hope y'all are having a great week.
Hey, girl.
Let me warn y'all now, this is going to be a little lengthy. It's a cock fail and a cocktail all rolled into one. So let's get it started. Earlier this year, I sent y'all a cocktail about my first time using She Orgasms with Captain Hook. Use code Kiki Said So. Now it's time for the follow-up, a cock fail. He and I continued to have amazing sex up until a few months ago when I had to block his ass and ghost him. He was becoming increasingly dramatic and possessive, and I had to constantly remind him that I'm single and free to do whatever or whoever I want. But it seemed like I just wasn't getting through to him. Things were getting way out of hand with him, and his toxicity was no longer fun, so I knew I needed it to end. One day, after not hearing from him for like 3 weeks, he calls me and tells me he needs a favor. I should have just hung up the phone. But instead, I listened to what his favor was. He says, I need to get $20 off you till tomorrow.
$20?
$20. Excuse me, sir. This nigga really asked me for $20, y'all. Number one, why are you comfortable enough to ask me for money is beyond me, because, bitch, I don't play like that. My vagina instantly dried up behind this ashy behavior. I'm talking Egyptian. I'm talking Egyptian desert dry. So when I replied and said, I don't have $20 to give, the nigga had the audacity to say, you ain't got $20. Bitch, you ain't got $20. I'm at that. No, nigga, you the one without $20. I got it, but you ain't getting it from me, so be gone. Number two, where did he get this amount from? That's what I would want to know, too. What can one do with $20 in the year 2021? I've deduced that he couldn't have only been trying to do one thing with that $20, buy himself a gram of weed and follow it up with a fo-fo-fo at Wendy's. Hungry, broke bastard. Then he gonna say, I get paid tomorrow, so I'll give it right back to you. My money will be on my card at 2 a.m., and I'll come to your house and then give it back. Sir, no the fuck you most certainly will not. Think of you and your rush card. About to come to my house.
Rush card. They still got rush cards?
I don't know. About to come to my house at 2 a.m. to peel me off a $20 bill, then try to peel off my panties. Decline, Mr. Nigga. So anyway,
Mr. Nigga.
So anywho, I immediately blocked him. He tried calling a few times blocked, but baby, I'm smarter than the average bear and knew it was his ass. Who else gonna call me restricted at 2 a.m.? No, sir. Go to hell, disrespectfully. So fast forward to now. It's been a few months with no sex. It's very ghetto here, and I hate it. Quarantine has definitely allowed me to get familiar with sex toys, and these past few days, I have been super horny. So I've been using my Rose daily. Yes, bitch, I say it every day. Last night, I rolled a joint and got lifted, took a hot shower, and climbed into bed with the intention of relaxing and putting myself to sleep. I found the perfect video on Pornhub, backshot close-ups, my favorite, and pulled out my handy-dandy Rose. I positioned it right above my clit as an introduction to tell my girl it was time. I can't just attack her directly. She needs a warning. So it gets to the good part of the video, and I slide the Rose right on my clit and inch my way up to setting 3. My little slice of heaven on earth. Y'all, it was taking me longer than normal to come, and I was frustrated. You know when you feel it on the edge, but it just won't come out? That was me. So then I lift my hips and I start rocking against the Rose. OMG.
That rock.
What I do that for? I finally came and it was so hard and intense. I saw stars and my hearing left. But the orgasm, y'all, that bitch reverberated throughout my entire body. Like, I could feel it inside me. There was like this thumping inside me and it was sending shockwaves to my pussy and then the shockwaves went to my ass. Fucking amazing. I was just laying there panting, trying to catch my breath and find my voice, and my booty hole was contracted. It lasted for a good 7 or 8 minutes. The whole time with the same intensity, inside doing backflips, booty hole just jumping. I laid that fucking rose on the pillow next to me, gave it a good night kiss because I still couldn't talk. Pulled the blanket up and went to sleep. Too bad I was a day late or I would have submitted this for the toy cocktail contest. But I love my rose, y'all. Hope you enjoy. Until next time, love puddles.
When she said ashy behavior, bro... What?
Mr. Nigga.
Mr. Is she a writer?
No.
That was incredible. You can always tell, like, because most of the people don't be writers, but you can tell when you just, they feel it so much that you really be typing it. And
she
I can
said
see
she
it.
Laid that toy on the pillow and kissed it goodnight. I done had some nights like that. I know exactly. You just got to put, baby, you did that.
You did that.
And let me
Thank
plug
you
up so
Jesus.
You can be recharged in the morning like me.
I love you. Y'all, again, happy, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you are with your family. Your belly is full as fuck.
And you probably don't want to do anal tonight.
Probably now. Let's not do that.
Unless you just skip Thanksgiving altogether.
Yeah. Wake up, enjoy your leftovers. Y'all gonna have leftovers for weeks. Having turkey for breakfast, turkey soup, turkey salad.
Coffee.
Turkey
Mm-mm.
bacon.
Mm-mm. I'm making a plate. I'm feeding the homeless because that shit gotta go. All right. So make sure y'all sign up on Patreon, patreon.com/cocktails. Follow us on Instagram @cocktailspodcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys,
goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.